call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. So this is our first meeting with the new group, so we're just going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to do roll call, and then we're going to choose a chair and a vice chair. So Christopher Griffin?
Present.
Tui Nguyen?
Here.
Brendan Sullivan?
Here.
And Susan Warner?
Present.
So we need to choose a chair and a vice chair. So I'm going to let you guys start, and we'll see who's going to volunteer.
I want to nominate Suzanne as chair.
I was going to do that as well.
Okay. You can second.
I second.
I accept that nomination.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then we need a vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Brendan as vice chair.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we have our chair and our vice chair. So
welcome.
Thank you.
I'll kind of help you go through the meeting since it's your first time. So normally we do roll call first, and then we move on to the consent calendar. And on our consent calendar today, we have the approval of minutes for June 1st of the regular meeting. So even though three of you were not present, you can still vote on it. So I'll need somebody to...
I'd like to make the motion to move the June's meeting forward.
I second that.
Okay. So we always need one motion and one second. Okay. And then we have the approval of the minutes of November 2nd, 2015.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I second.
And then, number three, unfinished business.
Is there any unfinished business?
No, there isn't anything.
And moving to new business.
So I just wanted to update that case 349 was resolved, and staff received a request from the tenant and the landlord to remove from the agenda. Case 350, 748 Lincoln Avenue, Unit 7. Staff was not able to get a hold of the tenant, but we did receive a notice from the landlord that the tenant actually gave their notice and moved out. So we removed that from the agenda. 748 Lincoln Avenue, Unit 10. I received a request from the tenant to remove from the agenda. He was able to settle with the landlord at 5%. That's it.
Okay. Did you receive any other information about the first case, or was it just resolved? Did they provide any additional information?
No, just a letter from the tenant and the landlord that it was resolved. So just for the public, there's yellow slips over there. We're going to have a public comment period. If you wanted to make a comment, then you can just fill one of those out and I'll take those.
And just to clarify regarding the first case, it was a joint letter from the tenant and landlord?
Yes.
So at this time, we will move forward to public comment portion.
So I have one slip, and that's Mr. John Klein.
Is this work?
Yeah.
My name is John Klein. I'm with the Alameda Renters Coalition. So this is exactly the situation that I mentioned to you last time, where complaints are filed. They're resolved, and it's off your calendar, and you don't know what happened. We don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. We simply don't know. So aside from just not knowing, actually, the flip side is there's some information there. There's some information about that I think you should capture. But really, I looked at all three of these complaints, And, you know, there's a moratorium on rent increases in Alameda, and actually you can only raise the rent 7.99%. All three of these requested rent increases that were higher than that. And so I've done calculations for each of those. A couple of them, well, so for complaint number 349, the rent increase asked for was $400. Under the moratorium, it could only have been $198. For 350, because this landlord had gotten a 25% rent increase in May, the moratorium is cumulative to 8% over 12 months. So the landlord could not even get a rent increase at this time. So this one I'm most concerned about. We don't know, but actually this tenant moved out. And we don't know why did the tenant move out? Maybe they thought that their future under this landlord was just going to be as draconian as it had been up to this point and just gave up. Did they move out of Alameda? We don't know. And then the last one, again, this was another one that was more than the moratorium allowed. The original increase requested would have been 223. The moratorium would have allowed a rent increase of $138. So, again, in this instance, not knowing what happened, they may very well have gotten rent increases, agreed on rent increases that were not allowed under the moratorium. We simply don't know that. And then, so aside from having that information, if you collect this information over time, some patterns that aren't obvious now will become obvious over time. And so that data collection needs to happen. So really, I think that once the complaint is filed, some sort of jurisdiction, if you call it that, should attach. At least the parties should agree. The parties have to, if they come to the RAC, they decide to come use RAC for the mediation, they both must show up. So actually the mechanism is there for if they show up. So it could be, it's a simple matter of saying the same thing. If they have outside mediation, they should show up and give you that information on with what the settlement terms were. So I think that would be something simple to do, and I think that it serves the broader purpose of this forum. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add for clarification for staff and for the public that when these rent increase complaints came in, they were over the moratorium amount, but staff contacted the landlord, so the landlord was aware that they could not go over 7.99%, and had they shown up here today, they know very well that they would have been negotiating only 7.99 and below.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other public comments?
No. Okay. Any other public comments? Yes?
Actually, I'm a landlord. I'm just trying to understand the process.
Okay. To the chair of this list.
Okay.
Okay. Bill Arukan?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi. I'm a landlord, and I'm looking to increase the rent this year. We haven't increased it for 10 years. So I'm just trying to make sure I follow the correct process to notify our tenants.
I can talk to you about that.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was my.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
We're still on the items, right, as opposed to public comments. They're separate on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to move on to, so that was public comment on the cases.
Okay.
So now we're on public comment.
The non-agenda.
Mr. Klein.
John Klein, Alameda Renters Coalition. So she had information. So I think that you deserve the minimal information that she gave you. But it should be in a written form, and it should appear in your minutes If you look back, I encourage you to look, you've probably already done this, look back through the minutes over the last few years. You won't find anything about mediators in there. You won't find their names. You won't find anything about mediators. Mediators should be part of the public record. And it's so I suggest that you adopt that somehow, the name of the mediator, if nothing more than their name. And then if staff has a resolution, you should get a written, I think you should, the record should have a written record of what the staff, what information the staff gathered. But I want to address a couple of general points with the two RAC, former RAC members from before. They made a couple of points. One is that you should have a consensus, and the other is that you aren't advocates. I find the expectation that you have a consensus is troublesome. Now let me tell you how this consensus, how I see the consensus on the renter side. I gave you a document that listed a year and a half or so of 10% increase. It wasn't every increase. It was just the idea was to point out the 10% increases. All of those votes were unanimous, 4-0, 5-0. What's a renter to think if they're seeing a year 10% rent increases? They're going to come in here, and if you're always voting, everybody's voting in a block. I think a consensus is. I would love to, and you won't see in the minutes anybody breaking rank, and it's all swung the way of the landlords. A 10% rent increase. If you're living in a $2,000 apartment now, in 3 years it's $2,700, almost $2,700. Okay, so if you're a tenant, and you look and you know that everybody's voting unanimously in favor of 10% increases, you're not seeing fairness at all. So the other one is you were advised that you're not advocates. And I believe that you can be advocates, although I sort of, not on an individual basis, but if you're seeing patterns, if you're seeing problematic issues that are being surfaced in an ongoing way, I think that it is your place to advocate to the city council on whatever that issue may be. And there are, and you should maybe do some quarterly and biannual reporting to the city council. There are annual reports, and those are done pretty well, but I think that's too far apart. And there are issues that are surfaced in there, but it must be surfaced more regularly. And traditionally, that report is done by a consultant, Jeff Cambra. And I think that you ought to be down there at City Council presenting your own report to City Council. So I believe that a consensus is bad for the renters, and I believe that you are advocates, and there's a way to do it so that's not the kind of consensus that they were asking for. Thank you.
Okay, so also for clarification for the committee and for the public, currently we do not have annual reports. I think maybe in our ordinance, I think 3131 maybe is the first time that we're going to be required to do annual reports. So just so you understand, Mr. Cambra is not a staff person or a consultant to the city. He is an independent mediator that volunteers to advocate and to mediate some of these cases. And his reporting is not related to the Rent Review Advisory Committee. Thank you. Any other public comment?
To oral communication.
So I just wanted to bring up for the new committee members, this is something that we can put on the next agenda if you want. I wanted to put out there if you wanted to change the time of the meeting or the location of the meeting. And if you would like to, we can put that on the agenda for next time.
I would like to put that on the agenda for next month, for January. For both time and locations.
Okay.
A second time.
Okay,
excellent.
I also wanted to discuss
to put on the next agenda a brief discussion and or clarification about the supposed ten percent rent increase. The idea that the committee has a 10% rent increase as policy. I wanted to discuss that at the next agenda.
I see.
Moving to written communications.
There's no written communication.
Okay. So that's it. So we are adjourning at 7:15, 7:16.
7:16.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It requires some clarification. Yeah. I don't want anyone speaking for me before I had a chance.
Okay. Exactly.
That's what I said too.
It's nice. It's a nice jacket.
You guys, happy holidays.
Take care.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. All right, everyone have a nice holiday. He'll be coming in February. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Claudia. We'll see you.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we don't know
if they might extend the moratorium, then it's going to affect the university. where they could affect you. I don't know how long they would. Yeah, but I don't know how long they would be sent for. So you want to make sure you pay attention to that. Or you want to pay attention to if they do improve the control, what's the deal with that? Or whatever other variation they may choose. So January 5th, you should watch the council meetings. They're available online. But they are available online.
Do you have a letter that you sent to landlords, a one-page letter that was put together by the city?
Like a form for increases?
For landlords and increases in the one-page kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a letter.
Okay, you can send an email to mom and ask me for it.
Okay.
All right.
But right now, I can't really do anything.
You can, as long as the increases and the salary that you can notice them. So even if it's not going to go into effect till April, I just suppose if you want to notice them now, you could. Or you can wait till January 15th to
see what
that will happen. It's really up to you.
Right. Well, that's good stuff. So I haven't decided yet. So I was looking for over 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that point, I have to still wait for that decision.
What I imagine is that if they do make a decision, it needs time to kind of implement and put all systems in place.
Yes.
Although I don't know that for sure.
But that,
they started, but I imagine you have to use some time to kind of put everything in place.
Right.
So in that case, then, I would have to. The only option I would have would be then below the 7.5 or continue with the same method.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So the key is just watching this, and it's just online on like.
Yeah. So you go under the city website, and you go under I think it's departments. You'll see something that says agendas, meetings. You click on that, it'll take you to the website for the council meeting, and then you'll see something at the bottom. So like you can just click on it to watch it live. So January 5th, they start at 7.
Okay.
And if they're running late, you'll just see the screen is blank.
Oh, my God.